Some of the most active players in an orchestra are the percussionists. With bells and cymbals and drums and all sorts of instruments to keep track of, these musicians have their hands full almost constantly. There is one player in the back of the orchestra who only has one responsibility, but it sure is a big one. It's the timpanist.
And there's a little bit of a mystery that surrounds it, because you'll see the timpani player will be leaning down to the drum head and lightly tapping it. And to someone that at the concert, they're looking at that person going, why is he smelling the drum head? What is it that he's doing?
That's IU grad turned IU professor John Tafoya. He spent 8 seasons as the principal timpanist with the National Symphony Orchestra before joining the faculty at Indiana University Jacobs School of Music in 2007. With all this experience under his belt, I asked him to describe the role of the timpani player in the orchestra.
Interesting question, only because there are a lot of players that firmly believe that the timpani player is, quote-unquote, the second conductor of the orchestra. And what it means in my mind is that I need to know the musical score as well as the conductor knows the score, so that I know exactly what my place is in the music. So in that way, it can be very interesting, and that's the one component for me that's still very exciting.
I think it's obvious to an audience member that a timpani player is important for the rhythmic feel of an orchestra and the pulse, but you're also pretty important for tuning as well.
Probably the hardest thing I think that a timpani player has to do is, for instance, a piece will start in C major, but yet the timpanist might have to tune a note that doesn't exist in that scale of C major. Luckily, we have devices on the instrument that allow us to get close. There are different tuning indicators on each of the drums, and that helps us to get close. And if we know the instruments well enough, it's not a problem. Luckily, we get a lot of help from people in the orchestra. They might be playing a note that we need, and again, if we study the part ahead of time, I might know that 3 measures before I come in, the double basses give me a beautiful B flat in this one spot, and I'll mark that in my music, and then I'll check at that very, and it might only exist for several seconds, but I can grab that note from them, and I'll know that I'll be set when I have to play that particular passage.
Well, just looking around your office, there's so many toys
fun,
in here.
It?
There's so much. As the timpani player, you just play the timpani. But your other percussion mates, sometimes they have 3 and 4 instruments they're responsible for.
Right. That's a big juggling act for them. Percussion, though, for those people who want a lot of variety with their playing, they certainly get that. Basically, all the instruments that are available to the percussionists could fill an incredibly large stadium. It could fill a huge area, only because there's so many. And there are also what they call found instruments, or, basically a trash can. Or brake drums. So anything like that can be made into a percussion instrument as well. So that adds to our load of all the instruments that are available to us as players.
Yeah. The thing that always amazes me is the crash cymbal player. He or she has to wait however long, 10, 15 minutes sometimes, then come in exactly right. That seems to be a difficult thing about being a percussionist, is the counting and the waiting.
That is a big part of it. And there was an interesting article a handful of years ago with Emmanuel Axe, a very well-known piano soloist. Mm-hmm. Basically, he was playing with a smaller orchestra. He wanted to play timpani for one of the overtures. They did a Mozart overture, and so he wanted to play. Now, the timpani part itself was not difficult. It was just a couple notes, but he said that he got more worked up and more nervous playing that than he ever has playing as a soloist. And there are countless other stories like that, and I know some of my colleagues will literally have something on the music stand to read. They'll keep their minds occupied instead of thinking about, oh my God, in 5 minutes I have this cymbal crash, and what if this happens? And so it's one of the problems, I suppose, or one of the things that they have to think about and is on their mind.
John Tafoya is the author of The Working Timpanist Survival Guide. He also serves as chair of the percussion department at Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music. Find a link to his website on our website, wfiu.org/arts.